This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives canceled Thursday's session after the Capitol Police warned of a possible plot by a militia group to breach the building, a threat that echoed the deadly January 6 attack. Authorities have said right-wing extremists were part of a mob of supporters of former President Donald Trump that stormed the Capitol in January, interrupting the formal congressional certification of President Joe Biden's election victory. Thursday marks the date when some right-wing conspiracy theorists have falsely claimed that Trump, defeated by Biden in the November 3rd election, will be sworn in for a second term in office. The Justice Department has charged more than 300 people with taking part in the Capitol siege, in which five people, including a police officer, were killed. The U.S. Capitol Police said in a statement, it's working with local, state, and federal agencies to stop any threats to the U.S. Capitol. Meantime, the top intelligence officials of the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security made a troubling acknowledgement in congressional testimony Wednesday. Neither agency had garnered intelligence indicating that supporters of Trump would storm the Capitol on January 6 in an effort to overturn the November election results. Testimony comes amid a growing controversy over whether the FBI and other agencies missed warning signs in the lead-up to the Capitol attack and then failed to adequately warn officials responsible for securing the government complex. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. U.S. President Biden responded to reporters' questions about the governors of Texas and Mississippi ending mask mandates and allowing businesses to fully reopen, saying it's a big mistake amid the pandemic. Biden said as the nation makes progress with vaccinations, the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. During the previous administration of Republican President Trump, who downplayed the severity of COVID-19 despite eventually becoming infected himself, not wearing a mask became a political statement. Since taking office in January, Biden and top federal health officials repeatedly have emphasized mask wearing and social distancing while the country escalates the number of Americans being vaccinated against the virus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Wednesday he would not resign in the wake of a series of sexual misconduct accusations leveled against him by young women, but offered a fresh apology and vowed to fully cooperate with the review by the state's attorney general. An attorney for one of the three women accusing Cuomo of misconduct said the governor's apology was full of falsehoods. Cuomo said his behavior toward the women who have accused him of misconduct was unintentional and maintained that he never touched anyone inappropriately. Complaints about sexual misconduct emerged after questions mounted over Cuomo's handling of the coronavirus pandemic last year as it toured through nursing homes. New York State politicians, many of them fellow Democrats, have said that Cuomo tried to silence his critics and routinely govern through intimidation. Seated protesters flooded the streets of Mandalay, Myanmar's second-largest city, on Thursday to reject last month's military coup. The protest came a day after an estimated 38 people were killed in what a United Nations official called Myanmar's bloodiest day since the army takeover at the beginning of February. Protesters have regularly taken to the streets of cities across Myanmar since the military seized power and ousted the elected government of leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials of the National League for Democracy Party. The military has responded, or has claimed rather, widespread fraud in last November's election, which the NLD won in a landslide. Myanmar's Electoral Commission has denied those claims. And the Pentagon says a U.S. contractor, died Wednesday when at least 10 rockets slammed into an airbase housing U.S. and other coalition troops. Spokesperson said the contractor suffered a cardiac episode while sheltering and died shortly afterwards. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.